Zohar Chok Yisrael, Pashas Masei, Day 1. Excerpt from Zohar 258b. V'chizkiah Pasach V'yomar. V'chizkiah opened the discourse and said, Lama Hashem Tamod Rachok? Why, Hashem, do you stand from afar? Talim Litos Batsara. You're silent at the time of suffering. You withhold yourself from saving us. So he explains, V'shaita Dechovi Al Magomru, at the time when the sins of the world causing problems. The Holy Must Be, he departs way above, referring to light as Amphim Silas, which instead of giving to the universe, departs above, as Rizal explains, in the Ischaimish as Amphim, that this is in order to prevent too much damage being done to a high light, so it's better when people are doing bad things, the light should depart, so it shouldn't be damaged. And people scream. And they shed tears. When there's no one pays attention to them. My time, what was the reason? Begin to Ihu Solak Layla, because he departed way above. Which means that sometimes we know that a father with his pet child sees he's doing the wrong thing, so he may punish him. Sometimes he may see that it's necessary in order to get the child to do the right thing, just ignore him, and as if it were to remain aloof. The child is supposed to see that and realize how he's become estranged from his father and strengthen himself very, very much to do the right thing. So sometimes, this is the way Hashem treats us in exile. It's only out of his love, this type of a tactic, to bring us, to push all the more, to go after him. If Kutcher Brichu, light of Zamtan Metzilis, goes above and above, way above, the Makif and the surrounding light, the Makif of the Makif. So that means that in a hidden way, even though openly we don't see his presence, but in a hidden way is actually a higher light that's with us. Something like Zamp and being asleep, like the Rizal says in Shah Rosh Hashanah, so we have Kedushas Ayi, we just scream Hashem, where are you? It's a very, very high level of Kedusha from the Kesed that's sustaining us when we're very, very low. And so much that it's tshuva, it's money, we're not tshuva, is withheld from them, the simple level of repentance. Then if we really, really push, we can merit something very, very high. Then it's written, and with your abundant pride, and trample those that stand against you. So Yitzchak Omar, Yitzchak says, Hai Kro, this verse, what is it referring to? B'shayt is the slavish kutcher b'chu ga'avosa alamamaya. It's speaking of the time when the Holy Blessed Be He will clothe himself with pride, alamamaya, is conscientiously on the nations that gather against him. Mordechiv, as is written, Rosnim nos to Yachad, Hashem al Mashicho. The princes established together upon Hashem and upon his anointed, upon the Mashiach. Tana was taught, Zminen inun shivin kasturin, we call ever, time to come, 70 type of leaders of the hosts will gather, we call ever, at least Kansha, Baha, Zimna, to gather at that time troops in the whole world. And to do war upon Jerusalem, the holy city. And take counsel together on the Holy Blessed Be, to go against Hashem. What will they say? First, we will take vengeance on the city of Basel, Amen, after once on his people, Val Hoycholi on his palace. Gedin Zen, Zaman Kutchabichu Lechai Cholayo. That time to come, Hashem will laugh at them. See what's written, Yoshem Yoshemai Mishkok, the one who sits in heaven, laughs. Hashem Yilag Lamo, Hashem will make mockery of them. How is even at that time, Yilbish Kutchabichu Gavasa Alayo, Hashem will guard pride upon them, Vishaytsunun Min Alma, and destroy them from the world. The one who sees as is written, Vizostia Magifo. And this shall be the plague, Asherigof Hashem Eskol Ha'amim, Hashem will smite all the nations, Asher Tzavu Al Yerushalayim, that gathered in hosts on Jerusalem, Homek Besaro, flesh will melt, Ruh Omed Al Ragov, and stand on his feet. Rabbi Abba Omar, Mishmed Rabbi Yisus Saba, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yisus the elder, Rachi Yomar Rabbi Shimon, thus said Rabbi Shimon, Zaman Kutcher Brichu, time to come, the Holy Blessed Be He, will Lachaya, Lachol Inan Malachin, to revive all of those kings, the Okuli Israel, Yerushalayim, that caused suffering for Israel and Jerusalem. Andrionus, Lopinionus, Nebuchadnezzar, and Sancheriv, all these wicked leaders and cause problems to his people. To all of the other kings of the nations that destroyed his house. Well, Shaltalon Mekadmesa, and make them rulers at first. So here when it says revive them, the simple way we explain it means they'll bring them back, be reincarnated as leaders of the nations that will come against us. Iskanchunimhon, Shar Amun, we gather with them with other nations. Vizaman Kutribihul is poor minahu is Galya, Sachunay Rushlaim. In time to come, the Lord be He will take recompense from them in a revealed way around Jerusalem. I don't see if that's written. And this shall be the plague, Ashigo Fashem Eskolamim, that Hashem will smite all the peoples, Asher Tzavu al Yerushalayim, that gather in hosts on Jerusalem. Asher Yitzbu Loksiv, doesn't say that will gather, Asher Tzavu, but that did gather, meaning that Hashem will reincarnate the kings that had previously gathered against his people, and he will take vengeance upon them. Gideon Ksiv, then it's written, Uvrov Gonchor, in your abundant pride, Tarus Kamecha, you trample the enemies that stand against you. Do Zimnasi, this is in time to come, Mashiach Ksiv, Mashiach is written, Mashivasad Do, Shivasad Almani, this song is an eternal song, meaning that the song of the sea, where it says this verse, redeemed from Egypt, Hashem will trample his enemies, is referring not only to the miracle of being saved from the Egyptians, but it's also referring to the miracles that Hashem will do in the last redemption. Mashiach will come and will destroy the nations that come against him.